Six, members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand and pose your badges.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number five, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers in the ambulance fund of $1,744 to $1,745, tax account $8,000 to $8,004, tax refund account $5,425 to $5,429, and general fund $50262 to $50288.
So moved for approval.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the February 17th, 2018 regular town board meeting.
February 7th.
Yeah, February 7th.
What did I say?
17.
February 7th, excuse me.
So moved, just read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Well, the last of the first half of the taxes was deposited into the bank, and that totaled $636,054.25. And then after that, we paid the schools the second payment, which totaled $2,101,955.46. Other than that, nothing too much happening. So in the regular town accounts, we have $1,048,718.53, and in the ambulance, $496,631.00.
So moved for approval.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Just a little side, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
I just say that this year, for the first time, I only had one bad check, and I collected on it.
Cool.
Well, other years, I do not understand how people pay their taxes with bad checks. I've had anywhere from seven to 10 of them, and to chase those people down, and I've chased every one of them down. But this year was just one, which was nice.
And she caught me.
Yeah.
Motion was made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. Submitted, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Number nine, public comment on agenda items. Yes?
I have a question. For a while, those voucher things were on the table next to the agendas. Are they, why are they?
You can request them after. They're really not approved until after the meeting today.
Oh.
So they're not actually official?
They're actually drafts, so drafts are not to be released.
Oh, okay.
But we could still come in and look at the vouchers before the meeting?
You sure could.
Yep.
But until they've been approved, they're not an official.
Not an official record.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So it takes our signature and approval from this committee, which that's why we're here today for.
Item number 10, discussion action, solicit bids for LP for 2018. It's this time of year.
Yep.
That we'll contact local LP suppliers and ask them for a price for the town hall and fire station.
And I think the only thing I would like changed is so that they know when they bid it, because it goes into our next fiscal.
Yep.
Period. So that they understand that the payment will be delayed until that time, correct?
It was last year because of the timing on it.
Yeah.
Now this year.
Now we can use it for this year.
This year, we'll be, yeah. We'll be fine, because we're into 2018, and it would be for 2018. So, yeah, no, last year, because I think we did it prior to the first of the year.
Yeah, because we were working on an old one, and they wanted us to finish that one up, and.
Correct.
Yeah, but now the last bid is going to satisfy, so right now we need a new bid.
We go into the new one.
So in our budget now, that's what we'll be expecting.
That's what we will be using, right?
Correct.
Fine.
So I guess, yes, Jim?
Does the town pre-buy, or did you just go out on bids?
We pre-buy.
It's kind of a pre-buy, yes. We bid it, they give us a price, and that's the price that they stick with throughout the year.
So many gallons.
So many, for so many gallons.
But I know, as an individual, when I pre-buy, it's usually in the early fall.
Correct.
For this whole winter.
The suppliers understand the towns and the municipalities, and that our budget year starts January 1st. So they look at that, and they'll look at what their futures are, and then figure up a price for us.
And we use quite a volume. I mean, it's worth their while.
We use 10,000 gallons, so that.
Oh, I was just gonna ask.
Because right now, what's it up to, 260 or 280, 280?
But you'll probably see these bid prices at a lower price, because it's gonna be going through the summer and into next fall.
Thank you.
So I guess what I'd be looking for is a.
Yep, I'll make a motion for approval of soliciting bids. That would just be advertisement in the paper, correct?
Yep.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to solicit bids for LP for 2018. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 11, discussion, first reading, ordinance adopting notice of legal of records act, of notice of records access. We have it here, the final draft that we got from Attorney Harrell. Looked all pretty well in order. One minor typo that I saw is on page 2, first paragraph, where it's in the third line, the town board has directed that it should be this and not his notice be placed on a prominent place, so. Outlines the procedures and the costs.
And now we make this available to the electorate for comment at the next meeting, is that how that works?
We have the first reading today, and anybody can make comments today.
Yeah, anybody can make comments today.
And second reading and adoption is at the next meeting.
Okay.
And we can waive the actual reading of it.
Yes, we can.
I would like to renew my request for the three agenda items that I requested in the memo of January 31st at this point, too. I think we need to bring that out and have some discussion on it so that.
That's not on the agenda, Bob. I did give you the information that's covered. Those issues are covered under state statute. If the state statute outlines the issues, and also the board has already discussed the procedures for road construction. That's not on the agenda. I gave it to you. It is in the state statutes, which we have to follow because we're authorized, our authority is authorized under the state statutes, which I'm sure you're aware of.
I understand what you're saying.
I'd like to stick with the open records.
Well, the response that I got to the memo is not responsive to the request. And I think we need to have that added to the agenda for the next meeting.
I will consider it. I will guarantee it. And at this point, no, I won't be placing it on the agenda because those issues, those items are specified and addressed in state statute.
As noted in the memo.
As noted. Yeah, your memo even states that they're in the state statute, so we follow state statute as a town board.
I'm not gonna go into the mechanics of it because it's not on the agenda today, but if we can get it on the agenda, we can get into a little more of the nuts and bolts of what we're trying to do here.
Okay, I move to waive the reading of the first reading of the ordinance to be adopted, and then it'll be placed on next month's agenda for approval for the second reading.
I'll second that.
Does that mean now that the document will be available to the public?
It will.
Yes. Motion been made and seconded to waive the first reading of the ordinance adopting notice of public records access. All those in favor signify by, or approval and waive the first reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 12, discussion, approval, bartender's licenses for Michael Lynch, Melanie Caudill, Lyle Mann, David Stone, Penny Chapman. We have these here also, Bob, that I think proper for us to look through.
We have the three that I think.
I think I have copies.
Okay.
There's no conflict with any of these for you, Bob?
I think there is with Mr. Mann. And with Ms. Chapman. So I would be abstaining from voting on those.
So we do have felonies, some of them we have multiple.
This one, the end one currently is a felony and she's on the no vote list.
Oh, this one, okay.
She's on the no vote list, so.
Yeah, that would indicate.
It's probably a definite no.
That would indicate that she's still on felony paper.
Exactly.
So the general procedure.
I kind of put pink things there.
So, one thing that really kind of bothers me is when they know that there's an issue, I would expect them to be in this audience today to actually represent themselves, maybe possibly even with their employer. But it's really hard for me, and I do know all these people. I know them all. But I'm just saying is I hate to take people's livelihoods away from them. That bothers me a lot. Just their own personal ability to come and approach this board goes a long way with me. So I guess I'm a little disappointed at that.
The thing to remember, though, these people are allowed to work. They just have to be under the supervision of a licensed part-time.
So the other, correct, even at this, but I do believe policy probably is different when you're working for such a big agency such as the casino, which we don't, they don't mirror what our rules are.
Yeah.
So one thing that does alleviate it is if they're in a place where they're actually serving the alcohol as opposed to selling packaged goods and cigarettes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where they're not actually consuming it.
Yeah.
There's no consumption, that plays a whole different role also. However, I don't think it's possible for us to say that, oh yeah, now that you've got the license, you can sell it as a package go to carry out, but you can't work in a dwelling that allows you to be amongst the people that are drinking it. Does that make sense at all?
Kind of.
And then once you have the license, they can move along.
Oh, I know, you're going where you want to.
Exactly.
I don't know, you wanna look at them, Bob? I know you won't be here. Which one can you?
Well, that one's a definite no, the one you have in your hand.
Yeah, actually, on reflection, I think Mr. Stone may be a conflict for me too. The name didn't ring a bell at first, but I think.
You saw the picture, came to light?
Well.
What is like the bottom line? Is it felony in your home, is that the deal?
Well.
I think it depends on the nature of the felony too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be alcohol or drug related. Yeah.
That's not.
What it was and when it was.
But when you are a felon and you're on that no vote list, I was told you're not allowed to have bartenders.
So which one's falling in there?
Chris, we
have no vote.
If they're still, haven't been released.
This is the only one that made the end question, because it was reduced to a.
It was reduced to a felony or prosecution.
Yeah.
Reduced to a.
And over to probation authorities.
Some of that stuff in there, though, if you look at the right ones, it's not too.
Yeah, that's 16 years.
Yeah, a felony can be as little as taking a drink of a beer.
This is all too.
It doesn't indicate murder to none or anything.
No.
Are you, as a town board governed by state statutes on this is what a bartender has to meet or do and so on, but then you as a town board can...
We have the discretion.
Okay, yeah, okay. I was just wondering how it's done.
Mamba is one of the more strict of any township that I'm aware of. I know Woodruff and Monaco are way more...
Because of your own, our own ordinances that have been added to...
Well, and our views that, you know, if it's something that's relatively recent, even a couple of years, that we take a good look at those.
I think usually what we ask is you be clean for 2 years, and they still, and there can't be a felony. I mean, if it's a felony, abuse of alcohol or drug or...
People?
Yeah, physical is also...
Yeah, that's why, and the same with the other one underneath there, I guess my thoughts...
They have a squad car with a gas point person.
My thoughts are that we have two here that don't seem to have any problems.
The two that he has in his hands are fine. Ones he has in his hand.
Yeah.
This one.
That one's definitely not that one.
You got some that have rather extensive records.
And a lot of them say no alcohol or not to be around any alcohol.
Yep. Also, you know, with probation violations, it tells you that they're, like I said earlier, they're not playing by the rules.
They are allowed to work.
There's people that apply, and because you know them, I'm assuming they know the rules. I'm assuming that they know at least the two-year rule, which I think seems pretty lenient when you're talking about alcohol and the law. So are they just thumbing their nose and saying it doesn't apply to me? And you're right, they're not here.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be, couldn't be. I guess I don't have an answer for that, but the board has a final decision on whether or not we grant the license.
We had a young man come in a couple years ago, and his representative from the casino came in, and we made an exception that day.
Yeah, they vouched for him, said he's a good employee, and he's trying to get himself...
He turned himself around.
And we've never had a problem. I mean, I've never heard of anything that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we're not above having compassion. But it's just a matter of, I think, if you're looking at your livelihood, I would most certainly expect you to be before the board that has the decision of whether or not you're able to fulfill that position.
Now, it seems to me that they either are not cognizant enough to know that it's going to happen. They didn't look at the, you know, the notices. Mm-hmm. But you said if it's their livelihood, well, they would know that. It's up to them. They've got a responsibility.
They won't take a class before they... even come here to the office.
Yeah, they have to be certified in responsible beverage service, and that's a course that's been going on since in the 80s.
Yeah.
So, as far as the repeated probation violations are concerned, generally what I've seen in almost 28 years of practicing law is that what you're looking at, and this is without referring to anyone in specific, this is a general observation. Generally, what you're looking at is a person who has an issue with drugs or alcohol and has trouble controlling the addiction and is sent out on the street and told, you know, don't drink, and of course they drink, and then they're back in, and they're put out again, don't drink, and they're back in jail again. It's a revolving door situation because we don't have effective ways of treating people.
Well, I'll make a motion for the approval of Michelle B. Lynch and Melanie Ann Cull.
Yep.
I think that was
Michael Lynch.
Michael Lynch
and Melanie.
Yeah, Michael Lynch. For approval.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve for Lynch and Cottle. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.